Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. I am your host, Jamie Malm. Of course, I've got Josh Watson. And today we are talking about something that I've seen filling my social media feeds. Josh, you said the same. You're seeing this all the time?
Everywhere. Everywhere I turn, it's on my social media.
While we were talking this morning, one popped up on my phone, and it's the promise to set 40 guaranteed appointments with high net worth clients and eliminate the need to ever do seminars. The ad that popped up this morning said ChatGPT just killed dinner seminars forever. So I'm not going to lie. Somebody says, hey, no more spending your Tuesday nights, your Thursday nights, presenting to tire kickers. That sounds tempting. So today we're going to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, everything that we know, everything that we have discovered, every bit of feedback that we've gotten on these companies that promise that. But first, I was thinking we may have some listeners to the show that aren't overly familiar with who we are, our background, or why anybody would care what we have to say or how we know about all of those things. So should we do a little recap of how we got here?
Absolutely. I would say to start with, you know, we've literally over the last, my 15 years, your 25 plus years, worked with thousands of successful financial advisors. So our experience does span decades, if you think about that. And so right now, I mean, just last year alone, our advisors generated close to $500 million in just annuity business. So you look at the AUM on top of that, we're probably pushing $1 billion there. So we've worked with the best in the business. We get to talk to them every day. That would be a great reason to tune in and listen.
And that's not Gradient numbers. We're not talking about the amount of business that Gradient did. That would obviously be much higher. We're talking about the advisors that you and I are actively coaching. So that's a lot of premium coming in the doors, which means for you, we are front and center for everybody that is generating that production. What are they doing? What's working? What are the lessons that they've learned along the way? And that's actually why we named our podcast The Advisor Arena. It stems from one of my favorite quotes. It's "The Man in the Arena" from Theodore Roosevelt. And in part, the quote says, "It's not the critic that counts. It's not the man who points out how the strong man stumbled or how the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena." And I love that because there's so many that want to sit back and tell you how you should do things or how they would have done them better. We thought the name was appropriate because you and I are also registered investment advisors. We're licensed insurance agents. I own my own RIA firm. So we're out there doing the exact same things that we coach our advisors to do. We're in the arena with you.
That's exactly right. We don't want to just sit back and try and tell people how to do things better. You know, we want to be that trusted resource. We want to be right in the middle of it with our advisors, helping them decipher fact from fiction, because we know there's a lot of different marketing out there. A lot of times they promise a lot. Right. Mm-hmm. So is the promise real? We want to help our advisors through that. We get to see that every day, other advisors doing it. So, you know, there's a lot to talk about with what we're talking about with Advisor Jetpack and Apex Acquisition. So I'm excited to dive into it.
Yeah. Is the promise real is such a big one, because companies that are pitching no more seminars, no more buying generic needs, no LinkedIn spam, you get 40 qualified appointments with high net worth prospects. Is that an actual legit promise they can deliver on, or is it just smoke and mirrors. So the two companies that I'm seeing the most feedback on that we've had our advisors use is Advisor Jetpack and Apex Acquisition. So we're going to talk through what each actually does, what the reviews and advisors online are saying. Reddit's great for that. But then also, and maybe most importantly, what the experience has been for our advisors using them and how it compares to traditional marketing and maybe what you can expect.
Right. So let's start with the basics here.
Yeah, Advisor Jetpack.
Yep, Advisor Jetpack. So according to their company site, they position themselves as, I guess, a modern acquisition system that delivers battle-tested campaigns, and then they have personalized coaching to help those advisors land those qualified prospects on their calendars, and they claim to do it quickly. So. No seminars, no event heavy lifting, and you can view it yourself by going to advisorjetpack.com. So they really emphasize predictable appointments, that dedicated advisor coaching, the screening of high intent clients that are ready to move forward. And then they have they claim to have a systematic sales process that works rather than doing like old school events.
Yeah, I think when I have talked to advisors looking at these two, or when I've looked at them online, Apex Acquisition sounds very similar. They got, you know, which we'll talk about, a little bit differing reviews, but Apex presents itself then as a growth partner, coming alongside advisors, offering done-for-you lead generation. They talk about really refining your message and how do you structure the framework so you're viewed as a consultant, a trusted guide, just again, without the need for seminars or expensive networking. They talk about the same type of things, plug and play, right? We're going to do all the heavy lifting for you. We're going to give you all the messaging support to convert prospects. So we're going to give you the framework and tell you, here's exactly what you do start to finish. We're going to coach you on closing the appointments once they're booked. The main thing that I took away as I was looking at the difference between the two is Advisor Jetpack maybe focuses a little bit more on, let's just quick get you in front of qualified appointments. And Apex maybe is trying to position itself a little bit more as, yes, we want to do the same thing, but we really want to make sure you have the overall structure for the long-term success. I think you gave the Advisor Jetpack website. Apex is actually apexacquisition.com. There's lots of Apex companies. So if you want to see this one, it's apexacquisition.com. You can see more about what they claim about their own company.
Right. So just thinking about this and, you know, pros and cons. So when we think about Advisor Jetpack, I guess some of the things that I've heard that they're pretty consistent. So they're pretty consistent with getting qualified appointments, usually minimal no-shows. I've heard that the coaching scripts are pretty good and that those have helped. And then I've heard that people are meeting with people that, you know, generally, in some cases have 500 plus in assets. So I have heard that it has been successful.
Yeah, I would say the same. So we've had several advisors that have tried both, and the quality of the appointments, I do think generally speaking, they've said, yes, that's higher. So I think both companies do a good job of vetting who they're setting the appointments with. Not all feedback is glowing though. Some of the things that we're hearing, obviously, if you're investing in marketing like this, it's a little higher cost, which we'll talk about. So people are very tuned into ROI, right? And human nature, we like instant gratification. And as soon as we meet with a couple of these appointments, if they don't show or they don't move forward, our perception starts to be this doesn't work. So I would say take that with a grain of salt. You are going to have some meetings where it's tire kickers. It's just people that are like, I just kind of wanted to see what's out there. Wanted to see, you know, what you had to say versus somebody else I've met with. You're going to have people that cancel. So those things do happen, which is one thing if your lead costs $50, $200. It's another thing if you've invested thousands of dollars into something that feels like it's guaranteed. The guarantee is the appointment set. right? What happens after that? That's on you. So you really have to have your process dialed in. Otherwise, you might get all of these meetings, but really struggle on conversions.
Exactly. And I think the company, Advisor Jetpack Apex Acquisition, the easy part is setting the appointment, right? It's what happens after that that can be hard.
And so let's talk about some of the pros then from Apex. I think for the most part, feedback has been positive. Appointment volume and quality is kind of what's expected. The coaching support is great. One of my advisors actually that struggled quite a bit in the beginning, he was getting kind of frustrated, but he was running some virtual appointments, never really done virtual appointments before. He did say, hey, they have really made themselves available. They're doing a ton of coaching. They're helping me with the conversion. So in addition to what he was getting from us, the company itself obviously wants you to be successful. They don't want to just set appointments and then see you struggle. You're not going to keep doing business with them. So I think the reviews that we've gotten is they are setting the appointments. Quality is good. If I'm struggling, they've really been able to step in and help.
I've heard that pretty consistently. Our advisors felt like what they were delivering or claimed to deliver was real. And so that's good. They reported getting an appointment shortly after a campaign went live. And so that was good to hear.
I think the cons, same type of thing with Advisor Jetpack, you know, the two are so similar that you're going to have the same type of perception because of the upfront cost. And it's fairly significant. I heard from a couple of advisors, they've got options on how they structured this, but I think the most common is a $15,000 setup fee. And then you have a monthly ad spend that you're committing to for a certain number of months. So at a minimum, you're talking about a $30,000 investment, which can scare people away a little bit. It obviously is different maybe than if you're talking just lead generation. This is more comparable to I'm going to commit to doing seminar events for 3 to 6 months and see what my ROI is at the end, rather than I'm going to commit to a lead program for 3 to 6 months. You've got to put it into perspective.
Right. It's definitely a higher cost system than I think what a lot of people are used to when it comes to lead generation. But the 40 guaranteed appointments, I mean, that requires $15,000 up front, plus a monthly budget of at least a few $1,000s. So I would say most on Apex Acquisition are spending, you know, close to $30,000 per campaign.
And if you figure at 40 guaranteed appointments, that equates to a buying unit cost of about $750, which is double what the average buying unit cost is from a seminar. So you got to, again, think about what's right for you. Yes, maybe you're a little burnt out on seminars. Maybe you're not wanting to do them, but does that fit your budget and does it fit your expectations? Part of the, I think what both companies would say, part of the increased cost would be you're supposed to be getting in front of high net worth people, right? We all know that at seminars, we can only control so much. So yes, we can target demographics, but you're going to have a lot of those buying units that set an appointment at a seminar that you spent, you know, maybe $350 to attain that don't have nearly the assets that Apex or Advisor Jetpack are saying they've already qualified this person to have. So that would be a big difference between the two. Just know it going in, it's a higher cost per unit.
Right. I asked a few of our advisors that are trying these systems out, you know, recently, kind of about their experience. And one of the biggest drawbacks that they said is not all of the appointments are in your local area, right? So because it's a, you know, a online campaign, you could live in Georgia and maybe get leads in, you know, South Carolina or whatever. So that's one thing to keep in mind as well.
That's a big one. We don't want that to come to a surprise to anybody. And I think both companies have been very upfront about that to to producers that you're going to possibly work in multiple states. One that I spoke to said, you know, he just had no clue. He didn't know that. I talked to another person just the very next day. They were sitting at the same time. They're like, oh no, they were very, very clear that I had to choose a 10 state area. So pay attention, you know, to your onboarding, pay close attention to what they're saying, because if you're not comfortable running virtual appointments, know that this is a program where that is probably what you're going to be doing. That presents a whole nother layer of challenges.
It really does. I mean, just think about it. I mean, you're going to be working with people. Do they use Zoom? You know, yeah. There's a lot of things that can come up. And if you're not comfortable with those virtual appointments, yeah, you're right. This is not the system to try it on.
Yeah, it's an investment. You probably don't want to be trial and error on this. You want to be well-versed in best practices on how to run those virtual appointments. One of the biggest challenges that I've heard from some of the people that are running virtual appointments or have tried it, and we have several that do this extremely successfully. In fact, one of our tactical coaches here internally at Gradient, he set up kind of like you and I, Josh, where he also is running his own advisory practice. He very part-time did 12 and a half million last year. 100% of his appointments were virtual. So he is running programs like this. And his feedback is, you've got to be able to create trust, build rapport, and showcase why it benefits them to work with you, who is maybe two states away versus somebody they can just walk in to their local office. And that can feel really overwhelming if you don't have a strong process in which you follow.
I will say that is something both companies do help with. I know we have a proven process and we coach on that as well. But it's important to know that you need a process going into it. So if you hate virtual appointments, this probably isn't for you. So just keep that in mind. You will come across some opportunities, but you're not going to capitalize unless you have your process dialed in.
Yeah, the 40 in-person appointments, I don't want to lead people astray here. You may have some that are locally. It's not that you won't have any, but in order to guarantee the 40 at the high quality client that you're looking for, they ask you to expand your area. That's how they're able to deliver a high volume quickly. So know what area you're agreeing upon. And I think for our advisors that are doing this, I think the jury is still out. We have some mixed reviews, but that's the case with almost all marketing, right? For every person you talk to that loves one method, you'll find another that insists it's the worst thing they've ever tried. So bottom line, I would say know what fits your business model, know what fits your budget, have realistic expectations going into it, know kind of your experience and what you're comfortable with. And then think about if you are a high net worth client and you're looking for an advisor and you're willing to go outside of your local area, what would your expectations be, right? They want to be impressed and they want to ensure that they're working with somebody that can deliver on the promises made. So how are you going to provide the solutions for that?
Exactly. So one of the things we have talked about is the feedback from our own advisors. I was just looking here at some of the reviews online and what others are saying. And so like you look at Advisor Jetpack, some advisors are calling it a scam, a waste of money. You know, others report nothing is working. They've had 10 appointments. It's not working. So I think based on the feedback from our advisors, what we've seen online, you know, it's results are going to vary. It's all about how you implement it and the processes that you follow.
I think we know too that most reviews are people go online when they're unhappy about something, right? You're much more likely to leave a negative review than a positive review. Things go as planned. You're pretty happy. You just kind of, you know, hey, I'm great. I'm going to go about my business. Something doesn't go as planned. You're upset about something. I'm going to go tell the world about it. So I would say take that with a grain of salt. The reviews can look kind of scary. Apex wasn't maybe quite as aggressive as Advisor Jetpack, but I saw some too that were like Apex is just the knockoff version. They some were, you know, hey, this is such a substantial cost. You're not going to deliver on the results. And I don't want that to scare people away. They could say that about any marketing program. It's really going to come down to what are you able to do with the opportunities that are presented to you? If somebody tees you up for an opportunity, do you feel confident that you can take it and run with it? That's really the biggest question to ask yourself.
Right. So I would ask myself, you know, are these promises legit? And I would say yes with conditions, right? So both companies, they generate appointments with potential high net worth prospects. But at the same time, no system guarantees they'll close, right? So like you said, the tire kickers, marketing costs and advisor efforts still matter. So you're going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to put in the time to close them. And then really at the end of the day, from what I've seen, what you've seen, the process that you use to qualify, that you use to follow up and close really determines how successful it's going to be in your ROI.
I also think the more marketing hype that's around something, the more, you know, the higher our expectations are. Sometimes you go to a movie and somebody's like, it's the greatest movie I ever saw. And then you go and you're like, it was okay. If I go watch the same movie and I didn't have 10 people hype me up about it, I might be the one raving about it. The same thing happens when we hear such high expectations for something like this. When our Facebook feed is full of, you know, this just killed dinner seminars forever. If I was a new advisor starting out, I'd never do a presentation again. Here's a completely done for you. When does it work best? Like we said, when you are able to do the follow through, when you're consistent with follow up and conversion, when you are, but that's kind of the way all marketing works, right? If a seminar company fills an event, a lot of times it's on us on whether or not we can convert that. So same type of thing here.
Exactly. I would just say, like, final thoughts from me, I would say anything you see out there that says, hey, you don't have to do events, it's completely seamless, the automation, you're instantly going to have high net worth clients, I would be skeptical, right? Not because it's probably fake, but there's really no magic out there. There's no silver bullet. We know that. So I would be skeptical, especially if I was thinking about using that marketing to replace my primary way of marketing now that I know is working. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't just drop that and then jump into the unknown. I'd probably try it out a little more gradually so you don't, you know, cut off all your other lead sources right away. So that would be my advice. You know, try it out. Don't just jump all in if you're going to try and use it to replace your primary marketing.
That's such good advice, because when we replace something, we scrap one thing, we jump into something else. Now I've cut off my lead source and now I start to seem a little bit like I'm scrambling, right? I'm desperate to close. That's never a situation you want to find yourself in. So final thoughts for me, I think, are similar. Is a great opportunity? Yes. Is it guaranteed business with zero effort or, you know, nothing you have to do? It's just delivered to you, all these high quality, high net worth people that are ready to move forward with you? No. Like all marketing, it requires a mix of strategy and execution and client conversion. Our best recommendation is always have one or two primary campaigns, 3 to 4 secondary campaigns. That keeps your pipeline full of prospects. Isn't super exciting, but it does provide consistency in your business. And if this is something that you're like, I kind of would like to see how this, how this could replace one of those primary things, make sure it fits your budget. And then start phasing it in to see how it works for you. We're always happy to help with any of the things where you feel like there are gaps. So if you're like, I would do this, but no, here's the area I really need help with, that's where we can help.
Yes, that's exactly right. Call us. We've seen it firsthand. So happy to help and fill in those gaps for sure.
Well, thank you, everybody. We hope you found it helpful. If there's anything that we talked about in the show today that you want to visit more about, you know how to call us, contact us. You can always email us at theadvisorarena@gradientib.com. And we will see you next time. Thank you.